Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg, that's me, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
This episode of Travel Today with Peter Greenberg is brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Sign up today at www.audiblepodcast.com/travel today to get a free audiobook and 30-day trial. Amsterdam is a city that is surrounded by museums, and if you're at this hotel, you are literally surrounded by museums. You have the Rijksmuseum, and of course you have, and I'm going to pronounce this the proper way now, it is not the Van Gogh Museum, I'm sorry. I'm going to let my next guest pronounce it. It is the
Van Gogh Museum.
Perfectly pronounced by the director of the Van Gogh Museum, Axel Ruger. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. Thank you very much.
And let's just call him Vincent. I mean, you know, make it easier.
That's what he actually said in his own letters, because in every language his name is pronounced differently. And so he said it's so complicated. So that's why I signed my paintings Vincent.
And that was it?
That was it.
How has this museum grown in the last couple of years?
It's steadily growing. I mean, of course, Vincent is, you know, a global celebrity. So by now, he is so famous that people from all over the world really come here to see, specifically to see the painting, to see his work.
And, well, of course, there's one in particular they always want to see.
The sunflowers they always want to see. Of course. Absolutely.
And, you know, isn't it interesting? It must sort of like rile you a little bit that the one they want to see, the reason why they want to see it is because it sold for the most money at one point.
Well, yes and no. I mean, that's just part of the phenomenon. But I mean, the phenomenon is much wider. And you know what? Actually, the most frequently asked question is where's Starry Night? Because that is actually also at least as famous. And that's at MoMA in New York.
Of course.
Museum of Modern Art.
Of course. Yeah. But let's talk about the time that Vincent spent here in Amsterdam.
Yeah, it was short. He didn't spend very much time here, but we know from his letters, because he writes about it, he also went to our neighbors, to the Rijksmuseum, and he was a great fan of 17th century Dutch art as well.
Other than the sunflowers, let's put that on a ledge for the second here. What's the most enlightening surprise for people visiting the museum that they're not expecting?
Well, I think it is really the enormously fast development that Vincent had, because, I mean, he was only active as an artist for 10 years.
That in itself is staggering. I mean,
absolutely.
When you think about it.
Absolutely.
I mean, even, you know, Major League Baseball players can sometimes go longer than that. But as an artist, you don't expect 10 years. You expect longer.
Well, you expect longer. He produced more than 800 paintings within that short period of time. And he really had an breathtaking development also as an artist, because when you look at his early work and then the radical change that you know see in his work when he moves to France from the Netherlands is really breathtaking.
Isn't it ironic that if we had an artist today, a contemporary artist today, who was going to only be active for 10 years producing that amount of work, he'd be considered a commercial artist almost, someone who wasn't taking his art seriously. He was like mass producing. And yet, at the time he did this, it really was, I mean, massive amount of work.
It was a huge amount of work. But of course, I mean, a lot of it is also experimental. A lot of it, you know, has not become famous. So, you know, there's really, out of the hundreds and hundreds of pictures, you know, there are only a couple of hundred that are really famous. And we don't know. I mean, there are some artists nowadays who, you know, mass produce as well.
Exactly. Of all, now, you have enough in the collection to rotate it quite some time, don't you? You can rotate and rotate and rotate.
Yeah, although we, of course, need to show the highlights.
You have to keep, of course you do.
And then we lend a lot to shows all over the world, to exhibitions elsewhere. And so, you know, there is some natural rotation, but it's usually there is a fairly steady presentation.
We're talking to Axel Ruger, the director of the
Van Gogh Museum.
What'd you call it?
You didn't do it. Well, once I switched to English, you know, then it becomes that.
All right. So I have to ask a somewhat fun and maybe even a delicate question. What's the worst piece of art he's done?
Oh, God. I wouldn't know really what the worst is. You can't really say that.
Because you call it experimental. If I drew something, I'd call it experimental, yeah, too, because it would be terrible.
But, I mean, you know, it's any one of the sort of smaller landscapes or so. So it's really nothing specific I could sort of point to.
Now, here's the other thing. He was only active for 10 years, so you can't really say, you know, here's Vincent's early years. They were all early years.
Well, there is still a very distinct difference between really the early years within those 10 years and the later ones. But it is indeed staggering. And that is also part of course, our fascination with him, because it is not only, you know, that we're so fascinated by his art, but it is also the, you know, early suicide at the age of 37 and the somewhat, he'd never fully delivered on the promise of his talent. So we will never know, you know, would he have become famous during his own life? And that fascination, you know, keeps.
Because he really, during that time, he wasn't that famous.
He was barely known.
No, he wasn't.
No.
It happened later.
Yeah.
That's the biggest irony.
Absolutely.
Is there one piece of unfinished work?
Yeah, there are several. But that's not necessarily to say that those are, you know, were left in the studio when he died. It was just that some works he also abandoned and, you know, moved on quickly to the next thing.
And where are the abandoned works?
Some in our collection, some elsewhere.
And how are they labeled? Abandoned works?
Some as unfinished. No, not abandoned, as unfinished.
Well, it's a fascinating collection and walking distance, literally, from the conservatorium.
Absolutely.
I mean, spitting distance, actually, when you really do it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Axel Ruger, say it the right way now, the director of the
Van Gogh Museum.
Thank you for doing that, because you took me off the hook.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate that. Back with more of Peter Greenberg Worldwide from the conservatorium. That name I can pronounce in Amsterdam when we come back right after this. Thanks a lot. Hey, Prime members, Peter Greenberg here. You can listen to Eye on Travel ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, and you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. And before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at Wondery.com.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Hey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.